AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, we're hearing from the mothers of those two Florida boys who disappeared on Friday while on a fishing boat in the Atlantic. There have been reports that the 14-year-olds might have been headed for the Bahamas.
I don't believe that they were headed for the Bahamas. I believe they were going out offshore to fish, and something happened. The bad weather rolled in around 2 o'clock, and something went amiss. And we are going to ask them when they get in.
Carly Black is Austin Stefanos' mother. The mother of the other boy, Perry Cohen, told the Today Show that the boys were both experienced boaters. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee is pushing back against the controversial remark he made over the weekend and the firestorm from it about the nuclear deal with Iran, blaming the president for a deal he said was bad for the U.S. and bad for Israel. Here's what he said.
He's so naive, he would trust the Iranians, and he would take the Israelis and basically march them to the door of the oven.
Huckabee on Sirius XM Patriot Channel there. This morning he was asked if he will back down in the face of the firestorm of criticism.
Not at all. In fact, the response from Jewish people has been overwhelmingly positive. The response from Holocaust survivors, from the children of Holocaust survivors.
Though the Today Show pointed out to him that Jewish organizations have blasted him for that remark. President Obama is in Ethiopia, ending his Africa visit by urging the continent's leaders to create jobs and opportunity for the next generation of young people or risk sacrificing future economic potential to further instability. Police in New Jersey say a guy drove off with a bag of cash, $150,000, after two employees who were restocking ATMs mistakenly left the bag on the ground. This is AP Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration is banning some imports of Mexican cilantro. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The ban on some fresh cilantro from Puebla, Mexico comes after a government investigation found human feces and toilet paper in growing fields there and linked cilantro from Puebla to outbreaks of stomach illnesses in the U.S. The ban will only affect certain shipments from April through August, corresponding to the timing of outbreaks in 2012 and 2013. The FDA says health authorities in Texas and Wisconsin also suspect cilantro from the region to be responsible for more illnesses this year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
South Korea says it is now virtually free of the deadly MERS virus that killed 36 people and sickened nearly 200 since an outbreak was declared in May. The prime minister is urging people to return to life as usual there. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.